This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. President Donald Trump ramping up his attack on the four freshman congresswomen with whom he has been feuding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
At a rally in North Carolina, the president called them out one by one, accusing Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Presley of hating America.
They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave.
Even after the House rebuked his statement that they should go back to the countries they came from, the president used it to rally the Greenville crowd, which chanted, "Send her back." It's another sign he'll use racial division to stoke his base for next year's election. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sees it as the president trying to divert attention from the issues he's facing and wants Democrats to stay focused.
Let's not waste our time on that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Protests against the governor of Puerto Rico turned violent again on Wednesday. Police fired tear gas as protesters set fire and threw rocks. Wednesday's events came just a day after a peaceful demonstration against Governor Ricardo Rossello turned hostile when protesters and police clashed on Monday. Singer Ricky Martin and actor Benicio del Toro were among those who joined the protesters as they marched on the governor's residence. Martin saying, if our leaders are so bad, we cannot fall to the game. Puerto Rico, let's keep moving forward, united strongly and decisively. The political turmoil comes at a critical stage in the U.S. Commonwealth's historic bankruptcy, and as its officials seek billions of dollars in funding from the federal government for health care and recovery efforts following devastating hurricanes. This is VOA News. A Japanese fire official says at least 23 people are presumed dead and more missing after a man set a fire at a famous animation studio in Kyoto. Police say the 41-year-old man burst into the Kyoto animation studio and began spreading a flammable liquid and shouting "die" as he set it on fire. More than 30 people are critically hurt. The suspected arsonist was also injured. Several civil rights groups filed a motion for a temporary restraining order to block the Trump administration's new asylum rule, which went into effect Tuesday. The new rule would bar asylum for migrants who cross the U.S.-Mexico border without applying for and being denied asylum in any country they pass through on the way to the U.S. The American Civil Liberties Union is one group involved in the lawsuit.
This administration is attacking Central American migrants, doesn't want asylum seekers coming here. This is just the latest in a series of attacks, including taking babies and toddlers away from Central American asylum seekers.
The Trump administration officials have said the new rule is meant to ease the strain on the U.S. asylum system. The United States has terminated Turkey's participation in the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter program. VOA's Zlatica Hoke reports.
The White House announcement came just days after the first shipment of S-400s arrived in Turkey. Parts of the Russian defense system were flown into a military base near Turkey's capital Ankara on Friday. Pentagon officials said Wednesday the United States has warned the NATO member of the consequences.
Turkey's purchase of the S-400 is inconsistent with its commitments to NATO and will have detrimental impact on Turkish interoperability with the alliance.
There are also concerns that Turkey's deal with Russia could undermine the strength and unity of the North Atlantic military alliance. Pentagon officials said Wednesday that Turkey remains an important U.S. and NATO ally. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The head of Turkey's defense industry directorate responded Thursday, saying Turkish defense companies may face temporary losses, but the industry will emerge stronger as a result. The heat wave that has been roasting much of the U.S. in recent days is just getting started. Here's meteorologist Bob Orevec in an AP interview.
Heat indices are going to be 105 to 115 degrees across parts of the Midwest from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and then along the East Coast, especially across the urban corridor from Richmond up to D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York City.
He says temperatures are expected to soar past 100 degrees in parts of the country Saturday and Sunday. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.